Do you have one of those neighbors that are constantly working away in their garage, working on their dream machine?
Welcome to Earth Stories.
And every day you go by, you see them under the hood, changing out the tires, doing everything that they can to make that car come to life. I'm not much of a car guy. In fact, I can't even change tires.
Oh man, you gotta be kidding me.
Please don't judge me. But I'm not. When I see my neighbor working on his car, I kind of envy him in a good way. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Most men like working on things, tools, objects, fixing things. This is what men enjoy doing. Have you ever noticed if a guy's out in his driveway working on something with tools, how all the other men in the neighborhood are magnetically drawn to this activity?
And every day I see him, he just goes outside early in the morning, and even when the sun is beating down on his head, he's still working away. This reminds me of Experimental Stories, the spin-off show. I've been tinkering away at this show for quite some time, and I was trying to figure out, who is it for? Who is my target audience, as they say? I figured out that my target audience, at least for season one, is for those that are trying to overcome suffering in their lives, grief, loss. Experimental Stories dives into theology. There's a little bit of chaos, a little bit of drama and madness combined. It's a podcast that's a little bit hard to get a handle on. But once you do, I believe it could change your life. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you one of the episodes. And also, what you could do after the show or even before, you could type in Experimental Stories. It's going to be on its own separate feed, its own channel. So type in Experimental Stories on your favorite podcast player and hit subscribe or follow. So I'm really looking forward to this season.
I could tell.
And by the way, I'm still writing season 7
of Welcome to Earth Stories.
So that will be coming out as well. But in the meantime, are you ready for this episode?
Would you just get on with it? Say your secret code word and activate that confounded contraption.
Okay, so here we go. This is the debut of Experimental Stories.
Was an international search and rescue operation that captivated the world. But these voyagers in the deep were taking a terrible risk.
Anyone in the exploration business of deep sea expected this to happen. We knew this was going to happen at some point along the way.
The promise of adventure at this fabled site would end in disaster.
I watched the news. As sad as it may be, would I remember these events many years from now?
Experimental Stories by York Campbell.
We are about to start the experiment. Put on your headphones, pull the blanket over your head, and let's begin.
Time has a way of creating amnesia. And what a blessing it is to forget the details. Memories are mental time capsules. Sometimes it enlightens, but often it imprisons. Some make it their practice to dwell in the past, wishing for a DeLorean to change the wheel of fate. Heaven help us if we develop time travel, tinkering with the law of physics to alter our past decisions, and causing a ripple effect in the space-time continuum. Perhaps God has given us limits that we can never cross. We may have to be content with the linear time, the everyday regular of our Honda Accord, and leave the DeLorean to Marty McFly.
Right in the center of the Milky Way, 26,000 light years from us, lies the heaviest object in the entire galaxy, hidden by a vast cloud of gas and stars.
He folded everything into a cosmic duffel bag, ziplocked my desires in styrofoam containers, wrapping the stars and planets into airtight compartments.
Mercury, Mars, Saturn, Venus.
Repossessing my faith with his 2-liter strength. Couldn't afford my dreams. The cost of maintaining, polishing, and modifying them surpassed my income. Rust seeped its way into the cracks, destroying its translucent nature. Anxiety grew in my garden, eclipsing the sunflowers. He walked away, picked up every acorn of my happiness and placed it in his sack, hoisted them into his chariot of fire to distribute them to more deserving souls.
To understand the experiment, you must be willing to dig deeper.
The children slid and swing and spin around a tire. Their world is a treasure trove of mystery, not populated with scientific laws and social cues. Common restraints of rent, mortgage, and income tax returns is set aside for cotton candy and bubblegum dreams. My son's concept of time is unhindered by responsibilities, past, present, and future, twisted into licorice. My world is hard and rigid, replete with policies and deadlines. His is made of Play-Doh, sculpting and bending reality in his big boy hands. I watch him play, legs kick, body rises to the skies. Silently, I mourn, preparing for the day when the bubble pops and the cotton candy world matures into adulthood. A small flame dances at the end of a match. Energy releases and slowly burns. Its spectrum of light is measured in inches. Beauty apparent in minuscule space. Its influence is temporal. Sand grains on the scale. Carbon footprints eroded by time. Its entire existence in a matter of seconds. A divine spark extinguished by the prevailing wind. He used his cane as a fishing pole in the rat-infested sewer, hunched down on all fours, digging for gold. It's hard to believe that he's from a line of chiefs, that his people were in harmony with the sun and the moon. His days are now spent searching for gold nuggets, elevating his mind from his ancestral home, severing the ties of his native monarch. His gold skin and eagle hair, his warrior frame and earth spirit have recoiled. The wisdom of his forefathers have been reduced to a pipe, and not the peace pipe circling the fire. When young and old men shared proverbial tales about hunting down demons and slaying their dragons, the man I saw searching in the sewer was the opposite to those fables. He was already slain. His body was left for dead in the battlefield. I mourned for him. His whole being consumed in shadows. His eagle feathers dipped in the fire.
lucid dreams is the side effect of the experiment.
Thank you so very much for spending the night with me, listening to these stories. I appreciate you. If you could do me a favor, when you wake up tomorrow morning, if you could share this message to somebody that you love, let them know that you just listened to a bizarre tale. Can you do that for me? Thanks, I definitely appreciate it. Also, if you like these stories, then you will also like Welcome to Earth Stories. That's my other podcast that I've been doing for quite some time. It's a little bit more upbeat than this one. Different stories, longer stories, and more voices. But if you just want to sit back and relax and listen to these stories as well, that's okay. So thank you once again. This is York from Experimental Stories. Have a good sleep, and I'll talk to you soon.
Experimental Stories is created for nocturnal creatures only. Please pass along this cassette tape to your fellow human. Good night.